John Hendricks, and joining us to talk about women who wine, we have Lucy Smith.
Good morning.
Good morning. Welcome aboard.
Goodness. Thank you very much. Great to be here. And this is no April Fools. We do have a meeting tomorrow.
There
we
go. Okay.
Yes. And thank you. We'll be at the Gateway Community Center tomorrow, Gateway West Mall, and we'll be in the Gathering Place. And our beneficiary is the Montana Youth Diabetes Alliance.
Oh.
Yeah, and that's I'm familiar with that group partly because I have some parents with who have had children who have had type 1 diabetes, and kind of thinking back to when I was a young girl and there was a little girl named Kate, and we would all go ice skating in Massachusetts on the Charles River. And Kate was the lucky one, we thought, because she always got snacks. And my mother explained to us that Kate needed to have those snacks because of her her blood sugar. And so that was my early understanding of that. But
you were skating on the filthy, dirty Charles River.
Oh, it was beautiful and silvery and shiny, and I was I was 6 years old, so life
isn't
was
that,
great.
Isn't that song, Robin?
Yeah, I love that dirty water. Yeah. Sandell's. I worked in Boston, 72, 73, yeah, something like that.
Oh, gosh, that's good. Yeah. Well, I was there in the 50s.
So, oh, see.
Yeah. Sometime before.
May not have been dirty then.
It might not have been.
I had a relative who was there in 1631, so preceded you.
So you definitely, yes, you just slightly predate me. That's right. That's right.
Talk with us about the Montana Youth Diabetes Alliance and
I will,
what these folks are all about.
Let me do that. One of the things is when I was looking them up, because as I say often, these Women Who Wine meetings are a real chance for me to kind of go to school and learn about these different nonprofits, because there are so many more than we are even aware of who are doing really important work.
I heard a number the other day that astounded me, and I trust that this number is accurate, 2,500 nonprofits in the Flathead.
Wow. That's, well, I guess if you count, I have not heard that number, to be honest. But
I haven't heard before either. Wow.
They may not all be.
But I guess if you're thinking of churches and and other organizations
like that. And sometimes
like
a sports team can have a nonprofit arm, a fundraising arm. There are several of those for schools and that kind of thing. So because I remember the last number I heard, and this has been probably five or so years, was 400, which sounded like a lot.
Yeah.
It already sounded like a lot. Look at the Whitefish Community Foundation, Great Fish, with how many participants?
It's like 77 this year, I think, is the plan.
Yeah, that's right. And those are of the ones who have that larger capacity for fundraising. Mm-hmm. So just think of everybody else. Yeah. Well, if there, I'm sure there are 2,500 worthy causes. We can certainly
that
say
for
that.
Sure. Yeah.
And so among them, the Montana Youth Diabetes Association. One of the things that they do in particular is they host a week-long overnight summer camp. And it's for children with type 1 diabetes in Montana, and they are ages 8 to 17, and they have this camp out on Flathead Lake. It's in August, and the great thing about this is that during that time, all the children who are there have type 1, so you don't, so all the activities are normal, and blood sugar, testing and all the things that they have to do to monitor and regulate their blood sugar is par for the course. And that there are also counselors and clinicians there who provide all the medical supervision. And they say that rather than being like a classroom experience, these kids are having fun and they're learning more about diabetes and how to manage it themselves and some different coping skills and that kind of thing. So it's a, it's a marvelous way for them to have fun, feel like normal kids, and actually come out with better skills.
I learned something about it the other day one of our friends did not know he had diabetes until he was 12 years old.
Wow.
They said that happens pretty often.
I bet it does.
They call it the honeymoon period.
Okay.
From birth to about wherever it shows itself up, and then some symptoms start to come, and they check it out and say, oh my gosh, you've got type 1 diabetes. So, it can happen.
Sure.
I don't know the oldest anybody's had before they realized they had childhood diabetes, but...
My first daughter was 11 when it struck... But they also, there's some belief, at least there was, I don't know what the latest thinking on it is, that type 1 diabetes, at least a portion of them, are caused by a virus or something that shocks the pancreas into early stopping on. Making insulin.
My goodness.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's hard to say. I don't. Right. They haven't cured it yet.
That's right. And that's what the yeah. website also mm-hmm. says. Until there is a cure, you know, we're working really hard on educating mm-hmm. our community, educating certainly our families and supporting them so that, you know, they can live healthy, full mm-hmm. lives.
Some yeah. really neat things they're doing medically, too. For example, measuring. You don't necessarily have to poke
your
yourself
finger
anymore.
They're the monitors that yeah. you can...
There's right an there. App for that.
There is right. There's literally an app for yeah. that. That's yeah. exactly right.
And there's pumps that mm-hmm. are just, you know, yes. that automatically regulate right. your insulin level.
Now, they didn't have that when my daughter was diagnosed. And I'm sure that if you can get that, you will have longevity right. of life yeah. because it your body... The pump will act more like a normal pancreas.
That's right, yes.
I just yeah. wonder how available that is medically to people who don't have the proper insurance.
Well, and this is part of what the MYDA, the Montana Youth Diabetes Alliance, yeah. works with, is also to help provide scholarships and some stipends to help with out-of-pocket expenses. Mm-hmm. And yeah. so they're that's a big part of what their fundraising is for. Boy. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and just thinking about what that might be, they reimburse up to $500 per child per year with any out-of-pocket, and I don't know how many people they're serving. I'll learn that tomorrow night.
Sure.
But you know, again, that's a significant, I know it's a significant cost. And just thinking about any time that a family has some kind of a special condition or need in their family, how it would change everything that you do. These kinds of sessions for us at Women Who Wine and anyone is just great for us to understand different people's lives and the challenges that they face that we kind of take for granted, mm-hmm. you know.
Here, there's a stat. The cost of an insulin pump in the U.S. is about $6,500. Life expectancy of the pump, 3 to 4 years.
Ooh.
So that's a
big expense, exactly.
Yeah. Not exactly what you call durable.
No, that's right. Yeah, but certainly important, so you really don't sure. have a whole lot of choices yeah. to make there, do you? Mm-hmm. Yeah. So one other thing to kind of throw back in just for the local part, and again, I'm focusing on the camp, but they do have community events and educational events and sure. family retreats. But they said that the actual cost per camper is about $1,200 per year or per session. And so that, again, there's some fundraising to help with scholarships. They call them camp ships. And I was looking for how many children go to the camp, and I didn't find it, but I did find on the registration that volunteers, they get 32 non-medical volunteers can mm-hmm. apply and be accepted, and 41 medical volunteers. So there's a staff right there of 73 adults with training who are going to be supervising however many children there are. So this sounds like
this must be a larger nonprofit than we realize.
Exactly. And mm-hmm. they are statewide also. Mm-hmm. So, but you know, that we have the Flathead Lake Camp experience is yeah. pretty special.
Now my daughter, you know, it's interesting. She was 11. The prognosis in those days was she had to be hydrated and, you know, normalized when she was in the hospital. And then the word is, you're going to have to give yourself an insulin shot every day for the rest of your life. Yeah. And I would say that she was like an alcoholic in denial. Yeah. I'm a kid. I'm right. normal. I don't, yeah. you know. Right. And so they advised that she should go to a diabetic camp. Mm-hmm. And there were other kids going through the same
exactly.
thing there.
Right.
And she really wasn't very excited about going to diabetic camp. But she called before the week was over and said, can I stay another week?
Isn't that great?
You there know, you go. And yes. She ended up going back as a counselor.
That's wonderful.
In
oh, my goodness.
Years.
Yeah.
So, you know, it really does turn
I'm
their attitude
sure it
around.
Does. I mean, yeah. I'm sure yeah. it does, because all of a sudden you're not alone.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
But,
exactly.
Robin, you lost your daughter at a young age, too.
Oh,
well,
I'm
she
so sorry.
Was 40, 41.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. But, like I said, the prognosis is better if you can keep your insulin levels
and your body
flat
isn't having to readjust
years.
And yeah. do all those, you know, through
even,
those crises.
Even with the shots, if you give two shots a day, there's peaks and valleys,
sure.
and you eat at the right time and
right.
all of those kind of things.
Right. So, right. Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry about your daughter. That's
yeah.
A, yeah. Oh.
Yeah. Thank you.
Wow. Yeah. Yeah. So this is, I mean, this is a really important group.
It is.
Yeah. So we'll think of you extra, Robin, tomorrow night.
Okay.
So tomorrow night, what time?
Tomorrow night, it's 5:30. It's always 5:30, the first Tuesday of the month, almost always. And this time it will be at the Gateway Community Center in the Gathering Place. There's lots of parking. I'm sure there will be signs to let people know. I believe that is at the north. When you come out of that door, you're looking sort of, I want to say it's kind of the north facing.
North end.
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you know, go to Women Who Wine Facebook page and they'll have it straight for you. Yeah.
And it's a new improved parking lot too.
It's a really nice improved parking lot. That's right. And you bring $30, a nice bottle of wine, and just come ready to learn all about Women Who Wine and meet lots of great women and learn about the Montana Youth Diabetes
Alliance.
And
you could take home an even better bottle of wine.
Yes, you can, because we auction off the majority of the wine that we bring in and we raise lots of extra money for that. And you're right, then you can stash your wine away for the next Women Who Wine gatherings if you want to.
Lucy Smith, as always, thanks so much for all you do.
Thank you so much.